You tell me about Paddy Cullen.
Paddy Cullen lived in a little gatehouse there on the Derrycarn estate too at one time. And he was a bit of a wit and a poet, and he was also could play the tin whistle. But he was a type of a man that if you met him on the road and if you said anything to him at all, he'd surely make up some kind of a rhyme about you.
Yeah.
But there was two lads, one the name of Francie Gookin, a fellow about 6 foot, maybe 6 foot two. He lived in Derrywill, a relation of Des Gookin's. And a man the name of Paddy Farrey. Paddy is still alive, but Francie is dead. And they used to work in Drummer. I think Francie was working around Tommy Diffley's. And he was very handy with an engine. And there was a little cabin cruiser at Drummer Harbour. And there used to be a regatta here in Dooley, way back years ago. And they used to come out of Muckle and have stannings there.
Yeah.
Sell sweets and oranges and everything like this. But the pair of boys decided anyway that if they came down, that they'd be able to do runs out in the water and that they'd make a great day's wages. So they started from the quay anyway with the boat, and it happened to be fierce wild. And Morton they drove in on the shore. And it happened to be an island where they were drove in. Belonged to Derrycarn too. The big island they call it. So they had to plough their way in, of course, and when they came out, they knew where to go to get onto the road. Who should be standing at the gate? Only this Paddy Cullen.
Yeah.
And of course he seen them all wet. And he opened up and told them what they were after doing. So one went one way and the other went another, and Paddy started. Their little boat they couldn't control. They were capsized on an island shore. Farry swam like a water hen while Gookin waded his way in. Gookin looked back when he reached the shore. We may go home and dry our clothes. Farry said as he walked away, not so bad when the crew was saved. That was the kind of a wit.
Yeah. And he made it up on the spot.
Yeah. And of course he used to go rambling, you see, to houses round the neighbours, round the boat. And everyone used to be delighted, you know, to see him coming in rambling, because they'd have a great night's company with him, you see, so. Talking about ghost stories and fairy stories and everything. But this man at the house said, he says, I'm an awful dreamer, he says, at night. And this other neighbour, the house would be packed, you know, with ramblers at that time.
Yeah.
This man spoke up and says, well, I'm a very sharp dreamer, he says. Well, you're not as sharp a dreamer as me, says Paddy. I had an awful sharp dream last night. And what was it about, says some of the men. 'Twas about a razor, says Paddy. That's the kind of a wit he was.